The Bat Cave, written and read by Louise. Hidden in a patch of bush under a rocky hill at the back of our property is a dark cave. Sally, my sister, and I were too scared to go inside it. We imagined scary creatures living in there. One day, our town cousins, Jason and Rex, came to visit us. They complained that the country was boring. Nothing exciting happens here, they said. We've got a real scary cave, I said. So what? Said Rex scornfully. You would be too scared to go in it, Sally said. It has bats and spiders. We're not scared of bats and spiders, laughed Jason. Where is this cave anyway? Come and I'll show you, I said. I'll take a torch with us. We ran across the paddocks and into the bush. There was a narrow track surrounded by thick, dark foliage, and we had to push overhanging vines out of our way. Soon we came to the end of the track, and there, cut into the side of a steep bank, was a big, dark hole. How far back does it go? Rex wanted to know. Miles and miles, I said. I didn't mention that we'd always been too scared to go further than the entrance. Are there really bats in there? Asked Jason, looking apprehensive. Millions of them, said Sally. Why don't you go and have a look? I bet you've never been inside, said Rex. You go in first and show us the way. What, are you scared? Laughed Sally. I'm not scared, I said, nervously taking a couple of steps towards the entrance. It did look very dark. I shone the torch around. Come on, Sal, I said. Okay, she said, keeping close behind me. After a few steps, we rounded a bend, and a light from the opening disappeared altogether. I don't like this, Sally's whisper echoed round the rocky walls. It's okay, I said, trying not to show how scared I was. Ow! Sally let out a yell. Something landed on my head! Nervously, she put her hand on her hair. It's wet! She screeched. Just then I felt a plop on my head. My hand went to the wet spot. Oh, it's only water dripping from the roof, I said. Ooh! A spooky howl echoed round the walls. What's that? I nearly jumped out of my skin. Ooh! There it was again. I'm out of here. Sally turned round and stumbled over the rocky floor towards the cave entrance. I was close behind her. We reached daylight and found our cousins shrieking with laughter. Scaredy cats, scaredy cats. Did the bats scare you? Rex laughed. Did the spiders bite you? Jason thought it was a huge joke. Those silly noises didn't scare us, I said. We knew it was you, didn't we, Sally? Sally nodded with a shaky grin. If you're so brave, why don't you try, I said. But I warn you, the bats will land on your head, and they especially like chewing hair and biting necks. Come on, Rex, said Jason. We will show these girls who the brave ones are. He grabbed the torch out of my hand, and Rex followed him into the cave. They disappeared into the dark. Let's give them a fright, I said, picking up a bunch of spiky twigs. Sally grinned and found a branch covered in prickly leaves. Silently, we crept into the cave. As soon as we rounded the bend, we saw the beam of light from their torch. This is spooky, we heard Jason say. I don't like it a bit. I crept up close behind him and poked him in the neck with his spiky twigs. What's that? Jason said in a hoarse whisper. Sally rubbed her leafy branch along Rex's arm. He shuddered. Hey, those girls weren't kidding. There are bats here after all. But we're not going to let them see that we are scared, are we? Rex said uncertainly. Bats can't hurt us. I poked the spiky twigs in Jason's face. He yelled, I've had enough of this, and started for the entrance. Wait, Rex shouted. But Sally scratched the side of his face with her prickly leaves. He turned and fled. Jason dropped the torch in his hurry, and we hid behind the rocks out of sight. Ouch! Jason wailed as he fell over a sharp rock and landed face down in a puddle of mud. Rex fell on top of him, splashing mud all over himself. They crawled out into the daylight. I picked up the torch and Sally and I walked out behind them. How was it? I said as casually as I could. You look as if you've had a mud bath. Then it was our turn to laugh. Who are the scaredy cats now? The boys didn't speak to us all the way home, and they never came to visit again.